Yeah, I think that helps us out a lot, especially Josh, where he doesn't have to worry, is Jay going, is he isn't going. So we're able just to focus on the Ravens and focus on the game plan. Yes, I mean, it's both. It's Josh's preparation. It's his approach to the game. He's one of the first ones here. He's here at 5 o'clock in the morning, and he leaves probably 7 o'clock at night. So he's just, reaping the benefits of what he sowed. Then there's our offense. It's a science to it. Cover two, we're going a certain place with the ball. Cover three, we're going a certain place with the ball. And if all else fail, we have checkdowns. I don't think it's one of the top. I think we are the top. Numbers don't lie. So last week I was a little off. I think we were behind Denver, by a couple of yards. But now I think we're ahead of them by a few. So we're definitely number one tandem in the league right now. That's something I take a lot of pride in. Before it was, I was trying to be the best wide receiver in the league. And now my sole focus on is building this dynamic tandem that is hard to stop. I believe it really makes the team better. It's better for our offense. And, if they're going to double me, Alshon, is going to get 1-on-1 or Martellus and vice versa. Now you're starting to see teams, really play us 1-on-1 and hit up, and it just opens up everything across the board. I mean, that play, it's one of those plays where if you make it, it's a top 10 catch of the season. If you don't, it's still a great effort. I don't consider that a drop. It was just tough, going up and getting it and falling down and it moving around a little bit. Alshon, man, he's just a special kid. You're never going to arrive. I'm in year eight. Been to a few Pro Bowls, put up some good numbers, but I'm still learning. I'm getting better. Where I was week one is totally different. It's night and day from where I am today. I feel more explosive. I feel like I'm peaking at the right time. And honestly, it's really Coach Groh, our receiver coach. Mike Groh is doing a great job of really putting us in uncomfortable situations every single day in the film room, on the practice field, so the game on game day is easy for us. So at first, I gotta say, I was a little nervous about, working with a college coach. They have this different attitude, and it's tough, but it's really worked out for the better, and something I've been looking for my whole career, working with a guy that really can push me. Coach Drake did that, and I really believe, Mike Groh's going to finish that. Yeah, these past few games, we're starting to see, teams really just playing us straight up. Less double, less doubles, less brackets. And now we're starting to see teams actually roll a little bit to Alshon's way. So it's pretty cool to see, and it makes my job a lot easier.
Something a couple weeks ago didn't look to be this close.
No, a couple weeks ago, man, they were just trying to take me out the game, and depending on, who we were playing. And it was frustrating. But now that Alshon's stepping up and, really balling, it's making it easier for me on my side. It's making it easier on Matt, the running game, although we didn't see that this past weekend. And Martellus is helping us out a bunch. And, that's one of the reasons why, it was important for us to get together this offseason, to really work on, him staying healthy, staying strong, and fine-tuning the little things. And, yeah, it's a testament to his preparation this offseason. Well, our offense, our huddle is pretty even keel. It doesn't matter the situation. It's the same mood in our huddle, on the bench. I would have to say I'm probably the most vocal guy out there. I love to have fun, and I may say something that has nothing to do with football, and it may be the fourth quarter in the game on the line, and we may start a conversation about, the stands or cheeseburgers. So it's pretty cool to be in this locker room, and especially in that huddle with those guys on offense. No, I didn't see the reaction. My assessment, it was what it was, and they swept us. It happens in the National Football League. That's what happens when two good football teams come together. It's going to come down to the last drive. 9 times out of 10, it does. And they got more balls thrown their way, and they came down with them. So, and I'm saying that figuratively. You know, as far as my comments, you know, it is what it is. You know, I love the rivalry. It reminds me of, I won't go there, but it's a cool game, you know, and I look forward to seeing them in the playoffs. Webb is a guy that I had an opportunity to play against my last year in Denver, and, you know, he pretty much dominated me. I wasn't prepared. You know, you look on a piece of paper and you see that he's a fairly small guy compared to other guys around the league, but he's probably the one of the strongest corners I've ever faced. And right before he got injured, I think he was probably the number two corner right behind Darrell Revis. You know, he's playing at a really high level, and, you know, now you're starting to see him as the season go really get back to that form. And, you know, he's a difficult opponent, and, you know, I have a lot of respect for the guy. You know, the last thing I remember is him dominating me a little bit and talking trash, and that, it was like, man, that sucks, you know. And now I get another opportunity to play against him. It's going to be tough. You know, he's a technician, and he's athletic, and he makes plays. And the guy on the other side, you know, he's pretty good too. You know, he's fast, he's big, and he has big play potential.